See a need, fill a need. That's what the vision of the Kansas wheat farmer who proposed donating surplus Kansas grains to people in need around the world. Today, U.S. food aid programs continue to serve this goal, using about 1 million metric tons of U.S. wheat annually. Kansas Wheat CEO Justin Gilpin joined a recent learning journey organized by U.S. Wheat Associates to get an up-close look at food aid programs at work in East Africa and how this goodwill lays the foundation for future trade relationships. The food aid learning journey took U.S. wheat industry leaders to Kenya and Lesotho to examine the transportation, distribution, and impact of the two main U.S. food assistance programs, Food for Peace and Food for Progress. The Food for Peace program supplies in-kind donations of food products, of which wheat makes up the largest proportion of emergency food assistance. The program started as a proposal by a Kansas farmer, Peter O'Brien, at his local Cheyenne County Farm Bureau meeting in September of 1953. In 1954, U.S. Senator Andy Schoeppel sponsored the precursor to today's food aid programs as legislation, which was later signed by President Dwight D. Eisenhower. The team saw the impact of Food for Peace donations firsthand at the Kukuma refugee camp, which hosts about 300,000 refugees from a variety of countries across East and Central Africa. The camp is managed by the World Food Program, which aims to provide refugees with the standard 2,100 calories each person needs daily. Peter Louderman, U.S. Wheat Director of Trade Policy, explained that due to other global conflicts and distribution issues, the camp was only able to provide 65% of the caloric need in the provided ration, making it imperative to get resources like available U.S. hard red winter wheat moving into these programs. The Food for Peace program is administered by the United States Agency for International Development, which is set to be absorbed by the U.S. Department of State. The U.S. wheat industry is actively advocating for the Food for Peace program to be administered by the U.S. Department of Agriculture, which already administers the sourcing and procurement of commodities like wheat for the Food for Peace program. The second major food aid program in the United States is the Food for Progress program. Under this program, donations of wheat are monetized, which refers to the sale of in-kind donations of U.S. food commodities in recipient countries for local currency. On the learning journey, Gilpin traveled with Louderman to Maseru, Lesotho to get a look at the STEPS Food for Progress project run by Venture 37. The project was funded by wheat monetization in Tanzania that is building capacity for the poultry sector within Lesotho. This project is an example of the vision of the Food for Progress program, how government-facilitated commercial sales can build up economies and establish relationships with future trading partners. Overall, the U.S. wheat learning journey underscored the enduring legacy of the critical role of U.S. wheat in food aid programs. For Kansas wheat farmers, this work serves as a strong reminder of the power of feeding the world, both those in need and those who will buy tomorrow. For Kansas Wheat, this is Gordon Clark.